Dr. Monica Barrett, Vice Chancellor, Senior Research Fellow in the Social and Global Studies Centre at RMIT. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross and Russell.
Says Australians got on the beers more than any other country during the worst days of the pandemic, a new global survey has revealed. Are we comparing apples with apples in the sense that Victoria was quite different from the rest of Australia?
That's true. Victoria certainly had a different 2020 to the rest of Australia. I was down here in Victoria during that really long lockdown. This survey is looking at that period in 2020. And what we see with over 32,000 responses from 22 countries is that where Australians in the sample had a similar to average number of days that they actually drank, so about two times a week over that period. But when we asked people how often they got drunk, so seriously drunk, slurring their words, couldn't really talk straight, etc., Australians topped that chart with 27 times over the 12 months compared to the global average of about 15 times.
So, Doctor, I'm sure you are confident in your sample size. How did you do it? I presume it's on the internet.
That's right. Yeah, look, we had 1,700 Australians in the last survey. And, I mean, our survey isn't necessarily representative, as we do ask people to volunteer. So that is an issue that it could be part of it. But also what we do see is the countries that are at the top there around with Australia are the Nordic countries, the UK, the US, Ireland, the countries that culturally do actually get drunk typically more often than most other countries.
It could be that Australians are just more honest.
Yeah, that's possible for sure. Yes.
Well, that's what they say. You know, an alcoholic is someone who drinks more than their doctor. I always read in dispatches when they talk about countries that drink a lot, Uganda always comes up. So I assume that no one surveyed Uganda.
Yeah, I don't believe we have too many Ugandans in our survey. Although we are the global drug survey, there's definitely a number of parts of the world that we haven't quite gone through to. But we have we currently have a global drug survey online for this year, and I believe we have 11 languages this year. We don't have Ugandan, I don't think.
Did you say drug?
Yes, so the global drug survey.
Right, so you're counting alcohol as a drug.
Well, yes. To remind all of your listeners there that alcohol is a psychoactive substance as other drugs. We treat it so in this survey, and certainly people who only drink alcohol can complete the survey and certainly do, but we have a number of questions about cannabis, MDMA, cocaine, etc., going through all the different drug types.
So what popped up in that part of it?
Yeah, so last year we were interested in whether things had changed because of the pandemic. And we ask a similar question every year around whether people sought emergency medical treatment if they used both alcohol and any other substance. And those rates fell quite dramatically for some drugs. For example, for the drug MDMA ecstasy, the rate across the globe of people seeking help for that drug fell by half. But that could just be because people were using those substances in unmonitored spaces like their homes. So there may have just been less people around to call for help. So it's hard to know exactly whether it was a good or a bad thing. Using at home alone could be a risk factor. So it's a bit of a mixed story there.
Good on you, Doc. Dr. Monica Barrett from the RMIT.